The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And a couple announcements I want to make. First of all, you heard me allude to the fact that we now have a new sponsor that is a peptide supplier and manufacturer. And as you know, I had a peptide manufacturer on the show a couple years ago. And when I lost him, we abandoned having any peptide manufacturers on the show because it was my experience that a lot of the peptides were not what they were supposed to be. Many of them didn't do anything at all. And I just felt like it was a murky area that I wanted to stay away from. Well, I've found a peptide supplier who I trust. And the reason I trust them is because some of the stuff that I have used really works. The one thing I always like to try first is Melanotan 2 because you can tell if it's working. I have a lot of friends who buy MT2 and they do a half a milligram and they say they feel nothing, nothing changes. And, you know, what is this supposed to do? Well, at a half a milligram, I got nauseous, I got horny, and I got tan. So I started trying some of their other peptides, and I like what I am seeing from them, fast shipping, quality shipping, and reliable. And most importantly, no gouging prices. I can't believe how inexpensive their prices are. So I invited them. Keyword, I invited them to come on the show and become a sponsor. You'll see banner ads appearing on superhumanradio.com now for opresource.net. opresource.net. Check them out. They have good stuff at great prices. OP Resource. They are now a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Also, make sure you tune into the Friday show because we're going to be doing a special Valentine's Day show about foods and supplements that are aphrodisiacs. Melanotan 2 is probably going to be in there. So make sure you tune into the Friday show about that. My guest today during the first hour is Matt Weick. We're going to have him on the show talking to him about exercise dependence and how that affects gender differences as well. And then later in the show, we're going to be doing the Power Block winners. We're going to be announcing the two Power Block winners for December and January. So your name may be mentioned. Listen hard. Matt Weick has been around the industry for a long, long time. A lot of people have told me about him. Finally have him on the show. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Carl. It's always an honor to be on this show.
Well, it's always an honor for me to have somebody who has a lot more friends on Facebook than me. And, dude, you've got like a ton of friends on Facebook, huh?
Nah, you know what? I love what I do. When you're out doing all the shows, all the major bodybuilding shows, trade shows, conventions, expos, and stuff like that, you bump into a lot of people. You get a lot of great contacts, and I mean, everyone's friendly in the industry, you know that, so for the most part, and I love what I do, so I mean, anytime I have a chance to reach out and help other people, it's definitely something that I bumped into you on
Facebook, and we got to know each other a little bit on Facebook, and then I got an email from a good friend of mine, Anthony Roberts. He was like, hey, do you know Matt? You should have him on the show, and I said, that's funny. At that point in time, you and I were kind of like toying back and forth about doing an interview. And then Anthony goes, hey, do you know Matt? So you're obviously a friend of Anthony's as well.
I am. It's funny, and we can get into this in a little bit. But Anthony and I actually go back, wow, it's probably about 7 years ago. He and I did an interview for bodybuilding.com, and that's how we got started kind of in the industry, working together and chit-chatting. And then when Facebook, you know, came along, he and I got hooked up on there, and we've been talking and friends ever since.
Very cool, and I like Anthony. All right, so anyway, how did you get into the industry? When did it start for you? When did you move into physical culture?
It all started back when I was in college. I went to college at Penn State University, and I was majoring in kinesiology, minoring in business, and I just loved, you know, sports my whole life. I was always active in sports, so I knew I had to be, you know, in that type of industry in some fashion or another. And what better than kinesiology, which is basically the study of movement.
Right.
So basically, I branched off from there, and kinesiology goes into a whole bunch of different areas. You could go into, you know, the physical therapy aspect, you know, the personal training aspect, the athletic training aspect. I chose the personal training aspect of it just because, you know, being an athlete myself, I always wanted to not only take my physique but my performance to the next level. So for me to do something like that and give back to the people who helped me along the way was something that, you know, I always wanted to do. So it started back in college. I started working at a local gym, which then I, you know, went into helping a high school as a trainer there, working with all the student athletes, student body, as well as the staff. After I graduated, I ended up going full-time at the gym. And then along those lines, even back when I was in college, I started writing. It all started back on
bodybuilding.com. What was the first article you ever wrote?
The first article that I ever wrote, I believe, was on, I think it was a tricep training. And and it was just something off the wall. The owner of bodybuilding.com, Ryan DeLuca, shot me an email and said, hey, you know, you've been answering a lot of questions on the forum. Would you be interested in writing some articles for us? So I thought, yeah, sure, you know, this is kind of off the wall that, you know, the owner of a company like this would ask me to do something like that. So I jumped on the opportunity, wrote an article. He sent me an email the day after it went live, and he said, we've never had a response like this ever. He goes, would you consider staying on full time? And, you know, we can figure out the rest from there. And I said, yeah, you know, I love to write. It's something that comes natural to me. And obviously, you know, being in kinesiology, I have a lot of information and knowledge that I can share with everybody.
Right.
So I said, yeah, let's go with it. And basically it started from there, and it just grew and grew and grew.
Now, you currently write articles for several magazines, but one you write with great regularity, and that's the Physique. What is it called? Physique magazine? No.
Right. It's Physique magazine. It's a UK-based magazine. If I had to compare it to something from here in the U.S., I would compare it to something like a Muscular Development or a Flex. It's a more hardcore type of magazine over in the U.K.
Yeah, and they're very serious about their bodybuilding in the U.K.
Oh, they're very serious over there. I got a chance to meet the owner of Physique magazine last year at the Arnold, and he and I talked for a little bit, and he said that the response over there for the bodybuilding and fitness community is huge.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. We have a large number of listeners that listen to Superhuman Radio in the UK, in Europe in general, but the UK and Australia especially. Okay, so today, what do you do in the industry? Before we get on to the subject at hand, what do you do in the industry right now?
I moved on from the training aspect, and even back in college, I was a online rep for Metrex. And the opportunity presented itself to me about 3 years ago, and I got a call from Metrex saying, hey, we have an opportunity for you to grow within our business if you would like the possibility. I said, hey, you know, I'm down for listening to hear what you guys have to say. So we met up. They offered me a regional manager position. Basically, I cover 8 states. And it's growing the business in the 8 states that I cover.
Okay, so I'll give you my address. Can you send me some protein bars? No, I'm making around. Anyway.
Shoot me an email.
There you go. No, but, you know, obviously, you know, I do a radio show with Dr. Scott Connolly called
right.
The Body RX Show. I produce it for him. He actually hosts it himself. And I've gotten such an amazing glimpse at the genesis of the company Metrex and what a wonderful company it is. You're really lucky to be working with them because it's a fantastic company.
You know what? I'm very blessed, and I can't say enough about Scott and the stuff that he's done for Metrex before he left. But, I mean, Metrex as a whole, it's one big family.
Yeah.
I can't even compare it to anything.
They have a great corporate culture. They really, really do. There's no doubt about it.
It is. And, you know, most people, when you talk about, you know, corporate, you know, life and business, and people are saying how shady it is, or oh, everyone's got to, you know, watch their back at corporate. You know what? Everyone loves each other up there. I mean, there's no secrets. Everyone talks on a daily basis, and, you know, everything's all friendly. It's all good.
All right, so we're going to go into a break, but before we do, let's give a little teaser. So we're going to be talking about something called exercise dependence. Explain to the audience what exercise dependence is.
Basically, exercise dependence is the dependency to exercise. That's basically
like you need somebody like it's almost like a Jones. You need to exercise. Somebody who has to exercise.
Exactly. You can think of it as like a drug. We'll just use nicotine, for instance. Somebody who smokes a cigarette, once they get that first, you know, bit of nicotine, it's kind of like a psychological thing. They need that, and they're not going to be able to do anything until they get their next cigarette.
Gotcha. Okay, and we're going to be talking about this because obviously, like anything in life, exercise can be good, but then there is a threshold, perhaps, where you take it too far to an extreme. Moderation applies to everything in life. We're talking today with Matt Wyke. We're going to be talking about exercise dependence, and there is a gender difference, and you'll learn more about that when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from Primordial Performance .com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today, opresource.net.
Jumping higher, left and more, it's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up, A-Town down. A-town down.
Have you tried Quest Protein Bars yet? If you have not, you need to go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Quest Protein Bars are made with high-quality whey and milk isolate. 13 to 15 grams of fiber, no sugar, alcohols, and the best-tasting protein bars in the world. Check them out. Get 2 free bars. You don't even have to pay shipping at superhumanradio.com. My guest today is Matt Wyke, and now we're going to be talking about exercise dependence. Isn't exercise dependence a good thing, Matt? I mean, I actually have had this conversation with my executive producer because there's someone who once commented to her and said, you know, you're addicted to exercise. And I scratched my head and said, isn't that a good thing?
You know, it's a touchy subject because, like, you know, anything that you take in too much, there are some negative consequences, even if it, like I said, even if it is a good thing. In this case, it could be negative. Just to start off, basically, I want to touch back on the body image that we spoke on earlier in the show. And basically, that's where exercise dependence has really came to life. You know, the people, they're looking at magazines, they're looking at movies, TVs. I mean, you look at the photos that are in magazines these days, and, I mean, most of those, if not all, have been touched up, whether it's from Photoshop or, you know, digitally of some sort. So that just kind of puts an image in the back of all of our heads, you know, men and women. So there's no bias on that, at least. So I wanted to try and find a way. I went back and checked on some other studies that have been done in the past, and basically there was two types of methods that have been used, and that's the exercise dependence scale and the exercise dependence questionnaire. Now, the exercise dependence scale, which just to make it short, I'll just say EDS, that's the U.S. version of the test, and then the U.K. version is the EDQ, which was the exercise dependence questionnaire. So basically, it's stemming from that need and that desire for us to look a certain way. You know, obviously, the United States, it's not one of the fattest countries, but then again, it's not the most healthy country. So with that being said, everyone's looking at these magazines of models that are size zeros, guys that have washboard abs. You can see striations all over. So it puts that image in the back of everyone's head. So when they're working out, that's something that they're striving for. And is it realistic? Yes, it can be realistic, but, you know, there's a point where you can take it too far. And that's where exercise dependency comes in. It can have a negative effect, not only physically, but psychologically. Cause like we touched on before the break, it is like a drug. It's something that you need to get in, whether it's every day. Some people work out twice a day. You have people that are,
okay, you know, let's delineate a couple things first of all.
Sure.
If you're working out twice a day and you are preparing for a figure competition or a bikini competition or a bodybuilding competition, then obviously, that's your job. You're actually working. You wouldn't say to somebody, "Hey, you work 8 hours a day. You're work dependent." No, because that's their job. But what I guess the real rubber meets the road is people who are training, and they're training to a point where the returns become diminished. They're not building anything. They're not getting stronger. Their body's not changing. But they're actually starting to, the net results is a greater level of damage than repair or regrowth from their exercise. These people, I would say, are doing something unhealthy. Would you agree with that statement?
Right. To a point, yes, you're exactly right. I mean, people that are working out twice a day, I mean, the people that are, you can do it the correct way. Like the ACSM, they recommend that people get, you know, 30 minutes of exercise, you know, minimum daily. You know, people can split that up into two sessions. So it really depends on, you know, the frequency and the duration of the actual, you know, workout itself, whether it's aerobic or anaerobic. But it really gets to a point where it becomes overtraining. And that's where, you know, too much of a good thing isn't a good thing. You know, it starts messing with you mentally and physically. Your body starts to break down. It's not repairing like it used to. And, you know, once you start overtraining, you know, you kind of lose that desire. But it's always still in the back of your mind once you reach that exercise dependency where you still feel like you have to go. So you're right.
Okay, that's a good point right there. So in other words, there have been times, not recently, but when I first started training, I remember a specific day I had to go in and train back, and I had started to feel some flu-like symptoms. But I had to train back that day. I was making some real headways with my deadlift, so I went in, and I remember deadlifting and getting up through my warm-up set, and I remember my friend, a guy that I used to know, named Billy, he said to me, you know, I kept complaining. I said, I feel like I'm running a fever. He says, why are you training? I says, because I figured maybe by training, I'd actually push this out of me. And instead, I ended up making myself sicker. So there's an example of taking your training to a negative effect in your body. I shouldn't have trained that day. I should have taken off. I should have put my health and well-being before my training. Agree?
Right, exactly. It all comes down to, and some of the subscales that are in these questionnaires that I used for my study, it goes into, you know, your tolerance, you know, your withdrawal effects. Are you pulling yourself away from friends and family and activities, gatherings? You know, once you lose that control and you have a reduction in other activities and you're spending more time working out and the, you know, intentions of, you know, becoming healthier turn into more of an addiction, that's where the problem really starts to occur.
Okay. Now, there was something else that was interesting about your study. The women and the men that were identified as exercise-dependent were exercise-dependent based on two different scales, on two different questionnaires, right?
Right, exactly. There hasn't been any studies done in the past that had both of the scales slash questionnaires present. So based on the findings that I looked at from the previous studies, it was showing that the U.S. version, which is the EDS, was showing that more males are exercise dependent compared to females. And then for the U.K. version, the EDQ, it was showing that women were more exercise dependent when compared to men. Now, in all the studies that were done, there was a correlation between both tests. So theoretically, it should give you the exact same result, which it didn't. And that's where, you know, my study kind of came to life and looked at some other aspects of maybe there are some differences between the two tests.
And obviously there's got to be differences because it's impossible that the women in the UK are exercise dependent and the men in the United States are. There's got to be some, you know, I learned a long time ago in business that the way you ask a question can dictate the outcome. And it, I would say that those tests are producing that result. That's just my guess at it. Obviously, I'm not a statistician or an actuarial guru, but nonetheless, what quantifies exercise dependence in your mind after doing this research?
I mean, basically, I looked at like some of the subscales, so that kind of weighs on who qualifies and who might show some signs of at risk. And we kind of threw, you know, a wrench in it as well, because there is something else that we wanted to make sure that we weren't including in our study because we wanted it to just be strictly exercise dependence.
Right.
And that is eating disorders. So on top of the two tests that we used, we also used a drive for thinness subscale, which is, you know, a subscale of an eating disorder inventory. And we wanted to make sure that what we were looking at was a strict exercise dependency and not a primary eating disorder.
Yeah.
With the exercise dependency coming secondary. Because that's a whole nother, you know, barrel of monkeys, so to speak. So we wanted to make sure that if anyone had those signs that it showed that they were you know, had an eating disorder, we wanted to make sure that we did not include them in the results.
Yeah, because those people are OCD about everything that's related to their bodies. So they're eating different, and obviously exercise may be part of it. You know, there is something called exercise-induced bulimia. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it, yes.
And that's people who maybe they don't throw up and or undereat, or but what they do is they end up adjusting the net effects of their diet by exercising ridiculous, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours in order to meet their need for body dysmorphia, you know, for anorexia. It's very interesting. I mean, it's a totally different approach to getting that same effect. Instead of sticking your fingers down your throat and vomiting up the meal you just had, you go and do 3 hours of cardio.
Right, exactly. So basically, I mean, on that aspect, what we found was, and actually, overall, it wasn't a large number, but of the 204 participants that we actually had, we had 102 males and 102 females, 11 of them showed signs of an eating disorder. So 10 of those were female and one male. So basically what we did was we had to remove them from the actual analysis.
Now, what quantifies an eating disorder in, for this research?
I mean, basically the questions on the Drive for Thinness subscale, which basically went through, you know, asking their eating habits, you know, how they feel, why they eat, you know, do they eat a certain way, all basically lumps them into a scale of, you know, at risk, or, you know, no risk
at all.
I mean,
do you think the average, quote unquote bodybuilder type would be classified as someone with an eating disorder because they're so restrictive and rigid about what they eat?
I would say no, because, you know, really, if you have an eating disorder, it's more or less an extreme. I mean, you're either, you know, only eating certain things, which I understand, you know, bodybuilders and any type of competitor is doing. But it also, on the flip side, people that have eating disorders, they might not eat at all. So it really depends. Bodybuilding, I would say no, because they have that flexibility. You know, they're still getting in, obviously, all the macros that they're looking for and the micros. But, you know, once that show's over, they're able to so to speak, you know, flip the switch. And they can go back, you know, to eating their hamburgers and their pizza and so forth. People that have eating disorders,
usually the night of the competition, they go back to eating their pizza, right? Right after the night show is over. They run out and get a pie.
Right, pie. Exactly. They're hitting the closest, you know, pizza joint and having a beer.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Matt Wyke. We're talking about exercise dependence, taking things to an extreme. I know I've done it in the past, but I'm definitely mellower now. And that comes with age. We'll be right back. Hitman. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant
abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Matt Wyke. Later in the show, we're going to be announcing the two Power Block winners. Each one will receive a $349 pair of Power Block, the new Urethane Series Quick Change Dumbbells. I love them. I've got a pair at home, and they are the best. Some mornings I can't get to the gym. I can bust out a whole workout between my Power Blocks and my kettlebells, and I train just as hard there as I do at the gym. Well, maybe not. I don't have enough plates to squat at home, but that's the way that goes. Anyway, we're talking with Matt Wyke, and we're talking about exercise dependence. You know, I saw a study once many, many years ago that showed the difference in exercise attitudes towards exercise between different ethnicities. Latin women especially tend not to want to go to the gym if they're overweight. Does that play any role into any of this, Matt?
My study, no. Predominantly the people that took and participated in the actual study were Caucasian.
Okay. What about what was the major reward that people felt that they were getting when they exercised? Was it exclusively body recomposition, or was it also you know, the way they felt, the endorphin levels and so on and so forth?
You know, the response that I got, and I continue to get when I talk to people in the gym, when I personally am there working out, you know, it's both, you know, intrinsic and extrinsic factors. I mean, people, you know, it makes them feel better. You know, they don't get sick as often. For those people who enjoy, you know, the sweets, they enjoy going to the gym to work off the calories that they can then put back into their body by eating, you know, a piece of cake or ice cream or whatever it is. But
yeah,
also,
the people who treat exercise like insurance, like, you know what, I'm not trying to change my body, but I want to be able to pig out a little bit once in a while, so this is my insurance that I'm not going to gain any net weight.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they also feel that it's a benefit not only to them but to their families. You know, it you know, promotes longevity. You know, it'll help them live longer, hopefully, you know, without any type of disease. But, you know, they also, they look for the affection that they get. People come up and say, hey, you know what, you look really great in, you know, what you're wearing. Did you lose weight? So that's something else that people enjoy. It makes them feel comfortable and reassures them that what they're doing is beneficial to their health and their well-being.
Were you able to elucidate anything about attitudes that would shed any light on why some people are opposed to exercise? I mean, I know people, and they're women mainly, who will not exercise. They refuse to exercise. And if you ask them, it's not like they say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to get bulky. They think that gardening is exercising. They think that walking the dog is exercising. Is there anything about their attitudes that swing in the total opposite direction?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you have, you know, both extremes. You have the people that, you know, does gardening qualify as exercising? Yeah, but, you know, in terms of what we're looking at specifically with exercise dependence, I mean, there's nothing there in terms of them showing signs of any type of dependency there. But, I mean, they can. I mean, there's obviously, like you mentioned, there's different factors. Women, they don't want to work out for whatever reason, whether it's they feel that, you know, lifting weights, they're going to get bulky, or they feel that, you know, they go to the gym and they're going to get looked at weird because maybe they are a little bit overweight. But with our study, no, there's really nothing in terms of non-workout related.
What was the information about primary and secondary exercise dependence? What was that about?
That goes back to the Drive for Thinness scale when we were looking at the eating disorders. Basically, you have people that they have a primary exercise dependency, and that could stem into a secondary eating disorder. Or on the flip side, like we mentioned earlier, people could have an eating disorder which brings along their exercise dependency. But it doesn't always have to go that way. You could just have a primary eating disorder for the people who don't work out at all. And then you could just have, you know, a primary exercise dependency and still, you know, eat healthy.
Was there any indication that there was a relationship between education and exercise dependence?
No, there's no correlation between education and the dependency itself. I mean, something that we looked at a little bit differently in my study compared to some in the past, where all the past research was done on college age students. So when you kind of compare college age students to the average age of my study, where it was approximately about 40 years old, you can kind of see where there might be a difference. You have, you know, a younger generation who is more into, you know, looking good, impressing, you know, the guys and the girls, hitting the gym. They want to look good on the beach. They're in college. You know, they also have a little bit more time on their hands. They don't have that normal 9-to-5 job that most people have. So in this study, looking at these people around middle age, I was expecting to see a little bit of a difference, but my findings were right in line with what the college-age students were doing in previous studies. But in terms of education, there was nothing different in terms of, you know, whether one of my participants had a college education versus, you know, only a high school diploma.
I would have lost that bet. I really would have. You know, like, I look at my audience only because we've done surveys of my audience over the past few years, and my audience is almost 100% college educated, and most of them are what do they call that? When you go on beyond regular college, undergraduates. You know, a lot of them are moving on into PhD courses and so on and so forth. And I just assumed that people who were more interested in the physical aspects and the benefits of exercise were also much more well-educated. So I would have lost that bet right there. That's why I was curious. That's why I asked. I was just curious about that. All right, so what is it that you had hoped that people would take away from this research?
I mean, really, my findings kind of throw up red flag that there definitely needs to be a little bit more done with this particular type of information, being that, you know, the questionnaires might be biased. I find it odd that, you know, the U.S. version would show that males are more exercise dependent and that, you know, the U.K. version would show that females are more exercise dependent.
Maybe the women in the U.K. have more testosterone than the women here in the United States. I mean, don't you think that it's pretty obvious why men like to exercise, because we're genetically encoded to train hard, to work. We're laborers. In the dog world, we're working dogs. We're hunters, you know, we're gatherers. And isn't that the link to testosterone?
True. Yeah, that is true. I mean, that being said, both of the protocols that were used to test, being that the correlation between the two, with the questions being almost exactly the same, you would think, though, that it would be exactly the same for both, which wasn't the case.
Right.
So that's where, when we spoke about earlier, it almost seems like the questions might be worded in a way that is gender biased towards one side or the other. Guys could read one question and think it's, you know, questioning one way where it means another, and then women could be thinking completely opposite of what the guys are thinking.
And that, and I know that to be a fact. I mean, I've owned several businesses, and I know the way you word a questionnaire can dictate the actual outcome of the answer. It can. It's very well known amongst people who do that type of polling.
Right, exactly. And I mean, really, there's no test for this per se, like a true psychological evaluation or anything that can be done. So that's where, you know, these tests kind of, they need to be looked at further and to see if there's something that can be done to make them not biased or not read in a certain way. You know, instead of having two, you know, personally, I think we should come up with one specific scale or questionnaire that would be, you know, done on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, in clinical trials, because I think this is the next step. I mean, you're looking at body image and the way people are working out, and, you know, it's great that people are working out, but, you know, there are some downsides, like overtraining and the exercise dependence, that could have a negative effect on their overall life.
I guess if you're, like you said, if you're exercising and the nutritional portion of your exercising is getting in the way of living your life, doing your job, you know, you feel like, oh, I can't go to work now because I have to work out, I have to focus. Obviously, like any addiction, one of the things that clinical addiction describes is that it starts to disrupt normal life. You know, it gets in the way of work, gets in the way of family life. You start to do it becomes dangerous behavior. Obviously, if exercise is that for you, then you need to take a step back, maybe take some time off, and chill out and reevaluate. We're talking with Matt Wyke. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from Primordial Performance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
If you want to be super
superhuman. You can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking with Matt White. We're talking about exercise dependence. Are you addicted to your exercise? I am, but I'm proud of it. Matt, is there any indication of frequency, number of days? Like, are there some things that we can use as rules of thumb? Like, hey, you know, if you're going this many times a week, if you're training this often, what can we use to moderate ourselves?
As of right now, there's no research that really pinpoints the frequency and number of days. I mean, in my study specifically, these people were showing, you know, exercise dependence on only 3 or 4 times a week. I mean, for me, that kind of blew me away, because when I think of exercise dependence.
Yeah, how could that be exercise dependent? I train every day. I mean, I don't train heavy every day, but I get up in the morning and I do cardio and dumbbell routine on my days off.
Exactly, and that's the thing that I think needs to be looked at more. In what I would have assumed is, you know, every day, you know, at least 60 minutes, you know, high intensity, to me, that would have probably triggered, oh, okay, you know, this person is exercise dependent. But I guess it's not just a, you know, duration or a time limit on who's actually.
I guess it's a psychographic is what it is. I tell you what I'm thinking. Sure, I train every day, but if something happened in my life, some urgency, let's say someone was in the hospital, I wouldn't say, well, I can't go to the hospital to help them because I have to train today. You know, I have to stay home and train. And maybe that's what it comes down to. Maybe when you allow your training to get in the way of average tasks, of daily commitments and so on, that's when the quote-unquote dependence or dependency becomes apparent. What do you think about that?
That's actually exactly what I was going to say. I think it's more, it's deeper than the skin. I think it goes back to like what you said. It's a psychological thing, where, you know, it doesn't necessarily appear as if there's an issue to other people, but deep down, you know, you have some psychological issues going on where you have to do it.
Did any of the people indicate that when they didn't train, there was a level of self-loathing or depression or guilt from not training?
Very much so. Even today, I talk to people who haven't taken the test, and I would be willing to give them a test and basically prove myself and my theory correct. You know, they come into the gym and they go, oh, man, I missed my workout yesterday. I look at them, I go, okay. They go, I was so depressed. I felt bad. Okay. Well,
yeah, but
well,
you're here today.
Exactly. You're here today. Make up for it, you know, for missing yesterday. No big deal. Yeah, but I didn't feel right all day. And that's what most of the people say, you know. They mentally, they felt off the whole day. They got depressed. They were moody. And I'll be honest, there's times where I felt that. And I kind of had to look at myself and go, oh, wow, okay. You know, I am spending a lot of time working out. Okay, you know, maybe I'm doing this, maybe I'm doing that. And I have to kind of evaluate myself and sit down and look at things.
Yeah, but I think it's okay to feel that way personally. You know, look, training is very important to me. It's part of my longevity enhancement system. It's just as important to me as the nutrition that I put in my mouth. And if I go
two, three, 4 days without training, I definitely feel depressed. But I don't feel depressed because I'm beating myself up. I feel depressed because of the benefits of exercise on my mental outlook. And I think that's a good thing, because the flip side of that is this. I see people who they balloon up to 400 pounds. It's like they saw themselves at 300 pounds. They saw themselves at 250, 275. They were looking in the mirror. They knew they had to buy new clothes or put elastic in their existing clothes. They watched themselves go there. It's like, why didn't the warning signs go off in their head? They go, wow, I'm getting really fat. I need to cut back and start exercising. So, you know, I kind of feel like that little bit of depression is a healthy thing if you're not getting to the gym regularly. You should be depressed because your body doesn't feel good and your mind isn't going to be good.
Right. I mean, it's all with the chemicals in your body, too. I mean, you know, when you work out, you feel better, you know. It's just the way that the chemicals work in your body. So if you don't work out and you're not getting that sensation that you used to feeling, then, yeah, you're right. You will feel the feelings of, you know, oh, man, I missed out on my workout. You know, there are some signs of depression. But it doesn't necessarily take over your life. Where to the point where you can't function, you're pulling yourself away. So I guess there's a fine line there on, you know, who would really take that, you know, missing a workout to the extreme, depending on a dependency or somebody who's a diehard, you know, fitness guru.
Right. All right. Listen. Let's talk about a couple other things real quick. We're coming towards the end of the interview. What other articles are you working on right now that people can read maybe in Physique magazine or somewhere else?
I just had a article that was out on the food pyramid, basically showing that the pyramid should almost be flipped upside down.
Right.
And showing that, you know, we can't always believe what we read. You know, look at the study.
You're talking about the new pyramid that just came out, right? The new one that they just released, or are you talking about the original one before 2011?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I mean, the old one especially was really bad. The new one, you know, they did make some corrections, but there's definitely some flaws in that one
as
well.
They still haven't told people to eat more protein and eat less cereals.
Right, exactly. I mean, when you have the government controlling, you know, the whole agriculture and stuff like that, you know, of course they're looking at their pockets too, and I think that's a shame because there's a lot of people out there that could benefit from learning the correct ways to eat and not basing everything off of you know, what they're saying.
But do you really think anybody pays attention? I mean, truthfully, do you think, let me rephrase this. Do you think the people in the inner cities, in the economically underserved communities who are living on Mickey D's and Popeye's chicken even know what the food pyramid suggests?
No, I mean, have they learned it probably through the course of their life? Yeah, but no, they're not looking at the pyramid or looking to follow it in any way. But it kind of stems back to, you know, education. You look at the kids, what are they doing in health class? They're teaching them the food pyramid. So they're already putting these ideas in their head as a kid. Now, obviously, kids, they're not really looking into that depth of you know, their nutrition. But it's things like that I really wish we could turn around and change, because, you know, they're putting ideas in people's heads on what we should be following, and they couldn't be any further from the truth.
I think the food pyramid is made for the government, and nobody pays attention to it. I really, really feel that way strongly. I don't know anybody who pays attention to the food pyramid that has any intelligence, and I know that the people that the food pyramid is created for, really the masses, they don't pay attention to it, but what they do pay attention to, that ironically, the food pyramid just happens to mimic and emulate, is advertising. Advertising by big conglomerate agricultural companies that produce soy and corn and all this other crap. Well, that just, it's my opinion of the food pyramid is the government produces the food pyramid not for the people, but for the agricultural companies to go, attaboy, guys, just keep serving them that chow and, you know, and let them get sick, because we recommend it as well. Because if the government came out with a food pyramid that said the smallest percentage of your diet should be from cereals and grains and stay away from corn entirely, I mean, they'd be peeing in their own Cheerios because they subsidize those groups.
Right.
So they're really doing it for the food industry, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
We share the same thought and opinion on that one.
You know what's really funny? We're going to be talking about on Friday's show. I do a casual Friday show with my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, where I get to really just talk about my opinions of things. And we're going to be talking about Oprah's staff went vegan for a week. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Listen to Friday's show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't want to give anything away. But anyway, the interesting thing about the show was that, you know, they had Cargill on there talking about the meat that they produce. And the one takeaway that I want people to hear, those of you who are still eating corn and corn products, they feed those cows corn and put on 3 pounds a day for the last 2 weeks of their lives. Corn. Think about this for a second. Corn is in everything. Corn starch, corn sugars in the form of high fructose corn syrup. Corn syrup without it being high fructose version. There is corn in everything that we eat today. They feed cows for 2 weeks before they slaughter them nothing but corn, and they gain 3 pounds a day. Now, anybody who is still eating corn out there and then complaining that they can't lose weight, just buy a gun, put it in your mouth, get it over with. That's it. Because you're not getting it. They use corn to make cows fat, and the majority of the food in our grocery store has corn in it. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because I can really get my ass in a pucker when I think about this. Well, it's just so inane. It's just so insane. It's insane. I mean, can you imagine? They can get cows gain 3 pounds a day eating nothing but corn, and then I see people eating corn. I was watching a television show the other day, and they were showing healthy foods for Super Bowl Sunday. Popcorn, corn chips. You know, it's like, are you joking? Are you really? You know what? Let's poison everybody and get it over with. Just kill them all and let's get it. Why are we doing this? You know, healthcare is destroying this country. The cost of these idiots that continue to eat crap food and make themselves sick. It's even affecting the post office. You know, the post office wants to close down 2,000 branches, Matt. You know
really?
Why? Yeah, they lose $23 million a day. By the way, who pays that? We do in our form of taxes.
Right.
They lose $23 million a day. When they were talking about why it costs them so much money, do you know what? The post office is buckling under the weight of retired and existing postal employees on their health care. They can't afford the health care for the retired and the existing. Well, no wonder why. They probably eat corn. They're all fat. They all have diabetes. They're developing atherosclerosis. They have high blood pressure. They're dying. It just disgusts me. Anyway, listen, Matt, I'm sorry to get into that little diatribe there, but I just can't help myself when I think about the idiocy in nutrition that this government professes, and then they act like they care about people.
Right. Exactly.
Well, look, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to invite you back. Anytime you have an article that you want to release on the show, just drop me an email. We'll get you on the air. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming on today on Superhuman Radio and talking about exercise dependence. Where can people read your stuff besides Physique Magazine? Is there anything online that they can go to?
Yeah, they can go to my personal website, which is mattweik.com. Everything's up on there, and there's links up. They can go to all the different websites that my work is on as well.
Okay, there you go. So check Matt's website out, and we'll have him back on the show sometime in the future. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay, and stay tuned. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about nutritional idiocy just for a moment. Professor Dr. Andrew, who's a huge friend of the show and always sends me great research, sent me something on carbohydrate consumption and neurological disease. I want to chat about that a little bit before we announce the Power Block winners. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Many of you know Professor Dr. Andro from my Facebook page. He's always posting fantastic information on Facebook, always working hard to push the show to bring better and more accurate information to the listeners. And I'm actually a huge fan of his work as well. He has a blog called Supversity, SUPPVERSITY, and it's a blogspot.com blog. So you have to go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. And, you know, this whole discussion about carbohydrates rages on and rages on and rages on, and there's still so many people out there that just can't get it through their heads. I tried to have Dr. Cynthia Kenyon on the show. She is too busy moving her lab right now. I'm trying to get one of her colleagues on the show to talk about their recent research that shows that the more carbs you eat, the shorter your lifespan. We already had a scientist on the show a couple weeks ago, and I apologize for not remembering her name, Amy Anderson, I want to say. And she did the study with older adults, 70 years old and above, and they followed them, for 13 years. And they categorized them in three different groups. Actually, several different groups, but the three top groups were the meat group for the ones who ate more protein, the cereal group, and the sugar group. And the cereal group were the people who actually ate cereal a few times a day, you know, cornflakes and whatever. And the sugar group were the groups that had a lot of pastries and candies and cookies and so on. And the group that lived the longest, interestingly enough, no surprise to us, was the protein group. And the group that died the soonest was the sugar group, followed by the cereal group. Yet, the government continues to promote a food pyramid that tells people to eat a lot of cereals. And people, even if the government didn't recommend it, continue to eat lots of cereals, lots of breads, lots of grains, lots of pastas, lots of rice. You know, even beans are culprits. You know, I love when vegan, vegetarian promoting people say, well, you can get your protein from beans. They're not complete amino acid profiles. It's not a complete protein. It's a partial protein. It's like saying breathing air that doesn't have oxygen in it. You should be able to breathe. There's air in the room. No, but it doesn't have oxygen in it. You know, it's all carbon dioxide. I'm going to die. Okay, so not having complete amino acid profiles is not doing your body any good. You're not getting a whole protein when you're eating beans. And not to mention that beans have a variety of other issues, especially lectins. Beans are pro-inflammatory foods. They stimulate inflammation in the body. And we know that just about every disease that we have to fight today is related to inflammation in one way, shape, or form. So Professor Dr. Andrew found a study that was published by Stephanie Seneff's group over at MIT, wonderful school. And they were searching for the link between foods and Alzheimer's. And lo and behold, they found that, go figure, carbohydrate-rich diets seem to promote Alzheimer's disease. Remember, Alzheimer's disease is linked to a plaque that is actually a protein called beta amyloid peptide, or amyloid beta peptide, depending on who is speaking. So it seems like protein is the culprit when we talk about Alzheimer's disease, but not the case at all. Now, you can read a very, very well thought out, very well written dissertation on this study, which appeared in the European Journal of Internal Medicine just recently. I think it was published the 26th of January and accepted. It was published December 27th, but it was just recently hit the market, so to speak, and is being circulated. And the interesting thing about it is that the study reveals that dietary fats are not the culprits at all. And I'm reading right from Professor Dr. Andrew's website right now, where he excerpts an excess of dietary carbohydrates, particularly fructose, alongside a relative deficiency in dietary fats and cholesterol, may lead to the development of Alzheimer's disease. Now, hear that. Hear that good. Remember what I just said about corn. Corn is high in fructose. Corn puts 3 pounds of weight on an animal in one day when they feed cows exclusively corn before slaughtering them. Obviously, most of it's fat, intramuscular fat, but nevertheless. So they're saying a diet high in fructose but low in dietary fats and cholesterols. What are we being told every day in the media? Eating a low-fat diet is healthy for you. Don't eat fat. Be afraid of fat. Lower your cholesterol. Lower your cholesterol at all expenses. Make sure your cholesterol. This is BS. If this was true, our forefathers would have never been able to have children, and we wouldn't be listening to this radio show right now, because they would have all died because they ate nothing but fats and cholesterols back then. Think about it. Your great-great-grandfather probably cooked his bacon in lard and then ate it with his eggs and a glass of whole milk that came right out of a cow's udder with the cream still floating on the top. Why didn't he die of atherosclerosis? We all know the answer to that. These are rhetorical questions. But I'm just pointing out the idiocy in what's being promoted in this country today. And unfortunately, people
are like parrots. I have friends, when I talk to them about this sort of stuff, they can't unlock from the idea about carbohydrates. They just can't. They can't give up their pasta. They can't give up their pizza. They can't give up their rice. They can't give up their bread. They absolutely can't give up their cookies. They will not give up their cereal. Guess what? You're on a fast track to dying early. That's it. That's the bottom line. You know, more and more research keeps coming out about this. I did a show 2.5 years ago with a group from Canada that showed that in yeast and in C. elegantis, which is a worm that they use to do mammalian research on, they proved that cellular aging occurred in the presence of glucose signaling. In other words, when the body sees sugar, the mechanisms that kick into action make the cells age faster. And Ori Hofmeckler said it the best a week ago when I had him on the show talking about the warrior diet. The best mechanism that you have in your body to produce glucose is gluconeogenesis. The body will produce glucose on demand from proteins and fats when it needs it. Eating carbohydrates is not a good way to give the body glucose. Here's the analogy I'll give you. You have a gas tank in the back of your car. And if you have a naturally aspirated engine, you have either a carburetor or you have an injector system with a manifold that sucks air by your engine. The gas goes up a hose and is metered. That's the key word, metered. And it's metered, and a specific amount of gas is let out into your engine for each combustion cycle, each combustion stroke. Okay. That is the equivalent of gluconeogenesis. The engine is demanding fuel from the gas tank. The gas tank is delivering it in metered amounts through injectors or through carburetor jets. And just that amount that the engine needs is getting in to fire that spark from the spark plug and create a combustion stroke. Now, here's the equivalent of eating carbohydrates. You got the engine running. It's running perfectly. Now you take a 5-gallon can of gasoline, you walk up to the front of the engine, and you just start pouring it down the throat of the carburetor or down the throat of the vent stack for your injectors and just flooding the engine with gasoline. What happens? You overpower the spark, the plugs get wet, the engine dies, the car doesn't run. This is the equivalent. Using gluconeogenesis to provide your body with glucose is the way your body was designed. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gluconeogenesis as one of the biological processes in our body. It's obvious that we genetically developed in a world absent of direct carbohydrate consumption. Okay? So with that being said, this idiocy that people keep going around and saying that they have to have their carbohydrates, they need to eat potatoes, it's just ridiculous, and it's speeding death, and it's the reason for disease in this country. I'm going to read a little bit more. A first step in the physiology of the disease is represented by advanced glycation end products in crucial plasma proteins concentrated with fat, cholesterol, and oxygen transport. This leads to cholesterol deficiencies in neurons. Deficiencies in neurons. Your brain needs cholesterol. It's made of cholesterol. Think about these people that are taking anti-cholesterol drugs. They develop Alzheimer's at a greater rate, by the way. You know how they say Alzheimer's is on the rise? Look at how many people are on statin drugs that develop Alzheimer's and dementia, which significantly impairs the ability of them to function. Over time, a cascade response leads to impaired glutamate signaling. Glutamate is an excitatory neurotransmitter. Increased oxidative damage, mitochondrial and lysosomal dysfunction, increased risk to mitochondrial infection, and ultimately apoptosis, death of the cell. So here you have it. This study shows that eating a high carbohydrate diet leads to dementia, Alzheimer's. Now let's talk about something else. Alzheimer's is the same thing as Parkinson's disease, just in a different part of the brain. It's the same thing as multiple sclerosis. It's just in a different part of the brain. So when you talk about these things, we can't talk about them in a vacuum. Now I'm going to go on and read from Professor Dr. Andrew's blog here for a second. Researchers have identified mitochondria dysfunction and brain insulin resistance as early indicators of Alzheimer's disease. You heard me say this on my show. A year and a half, 2 years ago, I was saying that someday they would discover diseases like Parkinson's disease are actually related to insulin resistance of the brain. I started talking about this a couple years ago. It's clear to me. And think about it. The brain doesn't have to be damaged for it not to work properly. Just like, use the same analogy as the car. If you have a car and the engine blows, the engine doesn't run anymore. If you have a car that runs out of gas, the engine doesn't run anymore. The end result is the same. But if you can't get fuel to the engine, it acts just like an engine that has been blown. And the same is true of the brain. If the brain cannot utilize fuel, which is glucose, it's going to malfunction. Are there really death to those neurons? Yes, over time there are. But in the early stages, I predict there aren't. When the initial symptoms of these diseases come on, instead of treating them with pharmaceuticals, they should be looking at ways to create a more insulin-sensitive brain to reverse the disease. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Every section where my collection lies, Eastside brand, make the crowd go loose. Never had a desire for shiny suits. Big up my meat. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine Natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine Natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on a little bit of a rant here. And when we, after the next break, we'll have Jay Vollmer on from Powerblock. We're going to announce the two winners, the December and January winner for Powerblock quick change dumbbells. I got to get this off my chest. I'm sorry. This really drives me crazy. It drives me crazy because I listen to people in mainstream media, the morning shows, telling people to eat popcorn and chips and pasta. I just want to, I don't know what I want to do sometimes. I don't know if I want to choke them or choke myself. It just drives me crazy. So let's read some more. Another interesting fact about people with Alzheimer's disease, their brains are deficient in fats and cholesterol. I'm sorry, their cerebral spinal fluid is devoid of and deficient of fats and cholesterol. Okay. Advanced glycation end products are present in significant amounts in Alzheimer's brains. Let me tell you, in case you don't know what an AGE is, an advanced glycation end product means when there's an abundance of sugar. Sugar, it crystallizes, it damages cells, it damages neurons. It causes neuropathy by literally wearing the Malian sheath off of nerves. Guess what? It wears the Malian off of the brain. We know that as the Malian wears off, there's crosstalk between nerves. We know that that crosstalk actually slows brain processing. We did a show on brain aging a couple years ago, and basically the scientist that I had on simply said the more Malian you have, the more isolated the nerve, the greater the ability to carry information back and forth rapidly. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's like a piece of wire. And so AGEs actually present themselves on the surface of the skin too. If you ever see somebody with liver spots, that is an AGE on the surface of the skin. That is an advanced glycation end product on the skin. Well, guess what? That same lesion, let's call it a lesion, can occur on organs and in the brain. And they find those in significant amounts in the Alzheimer brain. Fructose, an increasingly pervasive sweetener, is 10 times as reactive as glucose in inducing AGEs. This is for those vegans out there who insist that eating a lot of fruit is good. You know what? I hate to say it, but Darwin was right. Those of you who want to eat that kind of stuff are just going to die early. Unfortunately, you're not going to die soon enough because you're still going to have children and they're going to follow your path. But eating all that fruit, we're not gorillas. We're not designed to metabolize that stuff. Our pancreas, our body is not designed for that. Ori Hofmeckler said it the best. He said, we are a unique predator. We don't have the teeth that some of the predators have in the front of our mouths, but we have the ability to grind nuts and eat meat. And that's the type of predator that we are. We were not designed to consume large amounts of fruit. And clearly, lots of vegetables have fruit sugars, sugars in them as well. And these sugars are not always as good for us as well. So you have to be choosy and selective on what vegetables you eat. Corn should never be in your diet. Astrocytes play an important role in providing fat and cholesterol to neurons. Glycation damage interferes with the LDL-mediated delivery of fats and cholesterol to astrocytes and therefore indirectly to neurons. Synthesis of the neurotransmitter glutamate is increased when cholesterol is deficient, and glutamate is a potent oxidizing agent. Over time, neurons become severely damaged due to chronic exposure to glucose and oxidizing agents and are programmed for apoptosis due to highly impaired function. Simply put, dietary modifications towards fewer highly processed carbohydrates and relatively more fats and cholesterol is likely a protective measure against Alzheimer's disease. Now think about that for a second. We live in a society that tells us that we should be eating pastas and cereals and grains instead of animal proteins. And partially right, because you don't want to eat the animals that are being finished on corn and grain. You want to be eating grass-fed beef. You want to be eating chickens that were raised humanely and naturally, that were allowed to peck and eat worms and eat seeds and do whatever they want to do, as opposed to chickens that are kept in coops, injected with hormones, fattened up with sodium at the end, and then sold to you at the grocery store. You have to be selective where you get your food. But the bottom line is, the answer is not to avoid fats, and it's not to avoid cholesterol. We know that fats create a sense of well-being in the brain. We have a lot of people on antidepressants today that don't need to be on antidepressants. And a lot of them, I'm willing to bet, are eating low-fat diets and wonder why they feel miserable all the time. So you can read this entire dissertation by going to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. And the actual study itself I haven't really had a chance to delve into it any deeper than just on the surface, but it's a really good study. And it proves conclusively that Alzheimer's disease is linked to carbohydrate consumption. Now, will you hear this from your doctor? No. Will you hear this from the mainstream media? No. Ask yourself why. Why? Why will you not hear this on the Good Morning Show where they're suggesting popcorn is a healthy snack before bed? I mean, I don't know why. I'm not saying that there's a conspiracy afoot. But what I am saying is, why? Why are we not hearing this information? Why will we not hear this in the news in the next couple days or next couple weeks? I'm going to try to get Stephanie Seneff on the show over at MIT so that she can tell us what she wants us to take away from this research herself. But I know what I'm taking away from it. I continue to tell people that eating carbohydrates in large amounts is not a good thing. If you're eating carbs, it should be every so often, and you should be eating predominantly animal proteins and healthy fats. And if you're eating grass-fed beef, that is healthy fat. And that should be the cornerstone of your diet. And do not listen to the pundits on TV who are decrying animal proteins. Do not listen to the pundits on TV that are telling you to switch to a low-fat diet. Do not listen to the pundits on TV who are telling you to lower your cholesterol no matter what the case. It's all BS. It's BS. We wouldn't have lived this long as a society if cholesterol and fat were bad, because all people ate back in the 18 and 1700s was high cholesterol, high fat diets, high protein diets. You know, in the wintertime, they didn't have greenhouse corn and tomatoes. So guess what they ate? If they jarred something, if they stored something, that's one thing. They ate animal proteins, animal fats, and that's it. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to announce the winners of the December and January Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Give me the beat and let me prove. London City forever, you're not a steel creep. Ain't no stopping me ever, you best move. Live-o, never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together.
Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the moment that you've been waiting for, patiently waiting for the December and January winners of the Power Block new Urethane Series Quick Change Dumbbell giveaway. And you're going to have to wait a couple more minutes. I've got my buddy Jay Vollmer from Power Block on the phone. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, good, Carl. How are you doing?
Good, good. So now tell everybody where Power Block is located.
Well, we're located in Minnesota, or Minnesocold, I guess.
Yeah, Minnesocold. That's
17 below zero on the drive in this morning.
And these people in my part of the woods are complaining about 23 and 24, you know what I mean?
Oh, we'd be wearing our T-shirts. we'd be in our Speedos.
Yeah. Now, I got to say, Power Block is really one of those companies that operates below the radar. They are huge supporters of physical culture. You'll see them at just about every good show out there, whether it's a fitness show, bodybuilding show, supplement show, and you'll see their products all over, I mean, dotting the landscape. Whether you go to a Dick's Sporting Goods or Play It Again Sports or one of those places, you'll always see Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. I have to tell the story about how I found you, okay? I was at the Arnold 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I was staying at a hotel, and they said that they had a workout room. And I went down into this workout. I had never touched a quick change dumbbell of any type. I had seen the ones advertised by another company that looks like it's so long, you can barely do anything with it. Even when you only have the 5 pounds on it, the bar is still like 22 inches long. And I walked into this gym, and I see these square looking blocks, and I go, wow, what's that? And I pick them up and start playing around with them, and they went, and those, that pair went from 10 to 50 pounds, and I busted out a workout. I thought, wow, these are really great dumbbells. I've got to get a pair of these. And lo and behold, I'm walking around the floor of the Arnold, and there you were. I was like, and I walked up to you. I says, I just stayed at the Residence Inn or whatever it was, and they had these dumbbells. These are the greatest, because the lighter they are, the smaller they are, first of all, which is the way a dumbbell should be. And even when you have the maximum 50 pounds on it that I was using, they had such a small footprint, you could still do a normal curl and pronate your wrist. You could let your hand go down to your side. You didn't have to make room for this long jutting bar. And I've been sold on Power Block ever since. And I use them every single day. Do you know, I use my Power Block dumbbells every morning when I do my routine is I get up on an empty stomach, I do 10 to 20 minutes of cardio, and I do a 10 to 20 minute dumbbell routine, and that's what gets my morning started. That's before I have my coffee or tea or anything else, and I've been using my Power Blocks ever since. So I just wanted to applaud you for making an amazing product, first of all, number one. Now,
well, thank you. Now, you mentioned that you've been seeing this everywhere. Coincidentally, last night I just watched a movie, and we were in a movie.
Which movie?
We were in Machete.
Now, I don't know that movie. What movie is that, Machete?
Well, it's a Rodriguez is the director, and it's kind of it looks like a.
Is it like an Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque
type
movie?
Well, it looks kind of like a Quentin Tarantino Kill Bill type of
gotcha.
Movie, you know.
So where were you? What scene were you in? What scene?
Well, there's a hitman that is pretty robust. It's getting in shape to go and kill the star of the movie, or try to. and it showed him doing. He was on a sidewalk doing fingertip push-ups, and then it cut into him in his gym, and he was doing upright rows with the power block in each hand.
I'll be darned. Now, what kind of weight did he have on the power block? Just curious.
Well, I had to go back and look.
I knew you did.
And freeze it. Yeah, right. Yep. He had a 45-pound per hand set. He had 6 weight plates on each side.
Yeah, not bad. That's not bad.
So he was doing rows with like 6. Well, it would have been 70 pounds, 35 pounds per hand.
Oh, I thought you were saying 45 pounds per hand. Okay. Now you didn't pay for product placement, I take it.
Nope, not on that one. Nope.
That's great.
Typically, we don't. We've been in some movies before, but this was one that
surprised
usually
you.
Usually, when we're in one, if we're going to be that visible, they'll you'll sign a waiver, or
right.
They'll ask or something like that.
Right,
just
right.
In case, but
that's funny.
I didn't hear anything. Just seen it in the movie. It was kind of neat.
Now tell my listeners what's new about the Urethane series.
Well, the Urethane is our third generation of power blocks, and we've been doing this since we actually started back in 1991, and with the design, and been selling since 1993. So we've been around for quite a while, and we, every once in a while you just need to change a little bit, and or you have to think to yourself, we've got a good product. How it works is essentially stayed unchanged for all those years, just because it works. We haven't figured out a way to improve how it works. I mean, it just works really good, but stylistically and stuff. I mean, you're always trying to think, well, how could you make something that's good even better? And the biggest thing, the Urethane series that we came out with, and it's been out for a year or so now, is the biggest thing we've done. A couple of things about it. It's urethane coated steel weight plate, so it's still the steel weight plate. It still has the small footprint, but it's urethane coated, so there's no metal on metal, which makes it smoother and quieter.
So you don't have that little chinking sound when you're
doing
it.
Right. And and some people like a chinking sound, but a lot of people, if they're up like you, working out at 4 a.m, their wife may be sleeping in close proximity and may appreciate the fact that they can be using their dumbbells and not be heard.
Right.
So.
Well, I happen to be one of those fortunate guys who my life partner is training alongside with me. She trains actually harder than I do, so
nice.
I don't have to worry about it. But you're right. That chinking noise, yeah, I could see that going away and actually enhancing the workout a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep,
so that's cool.
And then it's the how they're built, the technology is actually different too. They're not
this
flex pin, the new flex pin.
Yeah,
they're not a welded product, and there's where the side rails attached to the weight plates is attached on a urethane flexible ear. So there's a little bit of flex built into the weight plates, and also a patented flex design built into the selector pin. So everything can flex just a little bit. You won't feel it when you're doing reps, but if you did happen to set it down hard or drop it, the weight plate can flex, in to absorb the energy and then go back out. So
very cool. Now
we don't recommend throwing them around or anything like that, but nonetheless, if something happened, it is in addition to being smoother and quieter, it's also more durable. We actually have on the Urethane series products for home use, we have a lifetime warranty.
Really?
Yep.
But I can't even imagine that any of your products ever require a warranty. I mean, I can't imagine they ever break.
The worst warranty we have, which is not something somebody would typically say, but on our classic series sets is 10 years, and so that's a pretty good warranty.
Yeah,
and we just we started out with what we thought was in fact the 10-year warranty we had on the original products was the highest we'd ever heard of in the industry, and when you set out to do a warranty like that, you think, God, 10 years, that sounds like it's forever, Well, pretty soon we're in business for 11 and 12 years, and it's like, well, geez, we didn't make our warranty long enough, I mean,
right.
They're not having problems. So the next generation, we came out with a 15-year warranty, and then the new Urethane series, we came out with lifetime. So
very cool.
And quite honestly, I mean, we stand behind the product. If somebody has had a 10-year warrantied item for 15 years and they need, you know, something, we take care of them anyway. So
there, it really, you know, it's a simple product, but it's a really great product. And, you know, I say this all the time on the show, too. Everybody loves to go out to dinner. You love to go out to eat, right? But you'd never unplug your refrigerator and your stove and push them outside, because sometimes you can't go out to eat. Sometimes you have to eat at home. And if you're really serious about physical culture, if you're really serious about anti-aging, if you're really serious about health and fitness, you should have some equipment at home, because things happen. You had planned on going to the gym. Something comes up. You can't go. So now you can get up an extra hour early at home and bust out a workout and not.
Snow's 3 feet.
Yeah. Snow's 3 feet. The gym is closed. Yeah. And so, you know, you can do something for yourself. And I can't imagine not having power blocks now. I have to be honest with you, because I don't have a big space to work out in. I have a nice little room with a treadmill, a bicycle, and my power blocks. I got a couple kettlebells and I have a sauna. And that's all the room that's in there. I could never put a wall rack up and put a set of dumbbells from 10 to 50 pounds up there.
Sure. That's how we started, going, the owners going out and seeing, especially fitness equipment stores, the one constant that they seen was just mountains and mountains of dumbbells all the time. And most people just don't have the space or the money to have, you know, like a 130-pound set of dumbbells of ours replaces 37 pairs of dumbbells. Well, that'd be 6 racks.
Wow.
You know, I mean, most people just don't have that kind of space or you know, that kind of money either. And if they have the money, they don't want to dedicate that much space to it. You know, their wife will kill them if they come, you know, semi-backs up
But let's do this.
And they start unloading pallets of dumbbells.
But why do it anyway, even if you don't have to? You know, why if you could get a set of, I mean, first of all, you can go in between weights. And I have an older pair that have the pins, you know, that you have to push in.
Mm-hmm,
And I can go from any weight to any weight in seconds. I can put them down on my rack, move my pins up, grab them again, and I'm doing another set just that fast.
Yep, takes about 2 seconds to do a weight change. So
now, is it faster or easier with the new flex pin technology, or is it?
Well, it's actually a little bit easier because the side rails on, which are color coded on all of our models, but on the urethane series, there's actually a little channels to put the selector pins, so you can aim them, you know, and so it's even a little bit easier with the
another unique classification that you folks fill over there is that you actually have the heaviest quick change dumbbells. There's other companies out there that make them. They go up to 50 pounds. You guys go all the way up to what, 130 pounds?
Well, 130, and there's a couple of things. One, that the heavier sets that we have are also expandable. So, for example, you can in any of the series of sets we have expandable. So for example, you could buy a 50 pound per hand set today. Next year, you could expand that to 90 pounds per hand with an add on kit of additional weight plates, and then a year later, you could expand that 90 pound set to 130 pounds per hand.
Wow.
So we have sets that can grow as your needs do, which is kind of nice. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you get 50 pounds per hand and you think, you know, I'm going to start doing a little strength training because I need to. And then all of a sudden, you're going, geez, you know, I'm really into this and, you know, I need more weight.
Right. You and know. You can go. So you're not pigeonholed. You know, the other thing I like about the power blocks, I do farmer's walks with dumbbells in the gym sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and the traditional round dumbbells, they want to unroll in your hand.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Power blocks feel more like kettlebells to me.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah.
Because your hand is inside them.
They look different, but they actually are more balanced
right.
and easier to control because of that kind of square shape design. You know, the weight is all around you, yet there is plenty of room to, like, for example, fully supinate your wrist to do a wrist curl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
What you mentioned that in your home gym you also have kettlebells.
That's right.
And we do have a couple things I want to say. We've got it's called a kettle block, but it's a selectorized kettlebell like our dumbbells are
really?
Selectorized dumbbells, yep. And so just as an example, we've got a set that goes from 8 pounds to 40 pounds, or it's a kettle block, 40, 8 pounds to 40 pounds, and it replaces 8 kettlebells in the space of one. And it is actually expandable later on to 55 pounds also.
Wow, that's fantastic. Here's what we got to do.
And then I've got one other thing. I said we're going to be downhill again this year. It's just coming up in a couple of weeks. And we're going to have a new urethane dumbbell there called the Triple XL. And that is going to be a dumbbell that goes from 10 to 125 pounds per hand. But it's expandable to 175 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
So we will have a dumbbell that goes from 10 to 175 pounds per hand. It won't be longer than our 130-pound is now.
Really?
And it will replace 55 pairs of dumbbells or over 10,000 pounds of free weights in the space of one pair. Yeah, the stand dimension that any of our sets take up is the column type stands 18 by 22 inches.
It's like the size of two shoeboxes. That's
yep.
It takes us.
Yep.
It takes
and
up
a rack type stands 19 by 22 inches. So
the size of two shoeboxes. That's
yep.
All. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to announce the two names of the December and January winner of the Urethane Series Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. We're talking with Jay Vollmer. Go to powerblock.com. I was just checking it out. You can see their new kettle, what do you call it? A kettle? You don't
it's
call
a
it
kettle. Kettle block. Yeah,
kettle
yeah.
block.
It's a selectorized kettlebell. Yep.
Really, really nice. Easily selectorized, so you can change the weights on it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R. LER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the moment you've all been waiting for. We're going to now. Now, we know that Sean Sarsfield, I want to pronounce his name, Sarsfield, he won in November. So we still have the December and January winners to announce. So, with no further ado, the December winner was Federico Diaz. Federico Diaz. So, Federico, I've got your email address. I'm going to be emailing you, of course, and giving you a chance to maybe come on the air and talk about how good it feels to win. And the January winner, 2011, is Gabriel Reyes. Gabriel Reyes. So let's get a nice round of applause for Federico Diaz and Gabriel Reyes. There we go. Very nice. Very, very nice. There we go. Two great guys listening to Supreme Radio, big supporters of the show, obviously. They entered to win their Power Block Quick Change dumbbells right here. And I'll forward on the information to you. I have all their information right here, okay? Jay?
Okay, yep, sounds good.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And then, Jay, I got to ask you a question before I let you go. I'm on the website, and I can't help but notice little Ozzy, 1998 to 2011. Tell me about Ozzy.
Well, I tell you, that's Ozzy is a dog of a dealer of ours in Arizona, and our sales manager is you know, pretty good friends with this dealer in Arizona, and got to know this dog, and the guy in Arizona uses this dog in his commercials and brochures and all kinds of stuff. So they joke about this dog back and forth, our sales manager and him. And after 13 years, this dog died, and the guy's crushed, so we put him on our website for a little tribute.
Ah, that's nice. Well, there you go. Now we're paying a tribute to him as well. So
Now he's on the radio as well.
So. Happy trails, Ozzy, wherever you are. We're thinking of you. Sorry that you had to go. What a cute dog. It looks like a little pug.
Yeah.
Cute dog. Well, there you go. We're remembering here at Superhuman Radio. We're paying Ozzy some homage. Anyway, where can people find Power Block dumbbells if they wanted to go and check them out, or should they just go to your website and order them? What's the best way to do it?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do would be start at our website. There is a stores button in the upper right where you can view dealers in your area that would have them. So you can go right in and buy them locally. That'll save any shipping. If there's not a store in your area, then we will ship them quite reasonably. Charge no tax from our website, and we'll ship them.
Cool. And price ranges go from, for the least expensive, to the big kahunas.
You're talking $149 for the lowest price set. That would be 3 to 24 pounds per hand in 3-pound increments. And then the biggest set, like a 5 to 130-pound per hand set, is $888. And then, you know, a 50-pound set would be, say, $349. That's
right. These urethane series.
Like a 50-pound per hand urethane set is $379 for the pair.
Yeah, and that's what these guys just.
And, that, and that's 20 pairs of dumbbells, though. Like in the case of the U50 set that we're giving away, U50 set and stand. That replaces 20 pairs of dumbbells or 1,050 pounds of free weights for $379. So the price per pound gets really, really, really low. Yeah. On the Power Block versus, you know, the alternative traditional dumbbells.
Well, there you go. Federico Diaz and Gabriel Reyes. We will be in touch with you by email here shortly. If you're not listening to the show, if you are listening to the show, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com so we can arrange to get you your Power Block quick change dumbbells. You know, you've been a sponsor on and off for quite a few years, and I know that, you are a huge supporter of physical culture. You're always out there doing things that help to promote the sport of bodybuilding and the quest of greater health and fitness. Power Block is a fantastic company that operates below the radar. All of you out there who are listening, you know that I don't sell anything. And the only way that the show stays alive
is because of sponsors like Jay Vollmer. So whenever possible, please patronize PowerBlock. Make a purchase. Get yourself a set of dumbbells for your home, and they will pay you back for years to come. Jay, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Carl, great to be here. Thanks for everything you're doing for us and the industry.
And stay warm.
I'll try. It's tough. Yeah. 17 below this morning.
Yeah, well, don't complain. It could be worse, right? The other day I spoke to you, didn't you say it was zero? Or was that the wind chill factor or something?
Well, it's going the wrong, below zero is going the wrong direction. So, I think it was like 30 below when I talked to you last time.
Yeah,
so
there you go. There you go.
A little better than that.
All right, well, stay warm, and thanks for everything, Jay, huh?
Okay, thanks,
all right,
Carl.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Jay Vollmer from PowerBlock. Wonderful company. Great, great, great group of people over there. Down to earth. Always helping out the show by letting us give away quick change dumbbells at the beginning of the year. We gave away three sets this year. And the two latest winners, Federico Diaz and Gabriel Reyes. If you know Federico Diaz and Gabriel Reyes, please tell them to listen to the show. Tell them to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. And I will also reach out to them using the email addresses that they used when they entered to win these $379 pair of PowerBlock Urethane Series Quick Change Dumbbells. Okay, well, that's it for today's show. I want to thank Matt Weick for coming on the show. He's on the road, actually, and took time out of his day to come on the show and talk about exercise dependence. I know I'm dependent on exercise, and I think that's a good thing. I want to thank Professor Dr. Andrew for forwarding me that study linking carbohydrate consumption to Alzheimer's disease. And those of you who eat a lot of carbohydrates will probably not remember that interview because Alzheimer's disease is setting in already. And, of course, I want to thank Jay Vollmer for coming on and giving away two more sets of PowerBlock Quick Change Dumbbells to my audience. And we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode. And don't forget to listen to the Friday show when we're going to be talking about aphrodisiac foods and supplements to make sure that your Valentine's Day is memorable. We'll see you then.